This is an interview with Sarah Connell, and she's a scientist at the Stockholm Resilience Center. The episode is rather short, only about 7 minutes, but it includes a lot. It is about the Anthropocene, systems, feedbacks, ethics, planetary boundaries, the SDGs, endogenously driven shifts, and a metaphor of an airplane. Here we go. What is the Anthropocene?
It's a lovely, lovely, lovely question, because I come from a group of scientists. The Earth system scientists think that we know what the Earth system is. And so for us, we've understood the physics of climate. We're doing a really good job of understanding the chemistry of the carbon cycle, the nitrogen cycle, the water cycle. That's not chemistry, that's physics still, but still. And it's all influenced by biology, and we've done a really good job at modeling biology. We know plant functional types and plankton functional types. And we've put together an awful lot of the jigsaw puzzle pieces to understand the Earth system. And the thing that really messes it up is the human being. And we've known that for a really long time. I mean, that has been the sort of the thorn in the side of Earth system science for the last 30 years. And part of the reason I moved to Stockholm, actually, was because I've come from a tradition of Earth system science. It's very much top-down, boxes and arrows, laws of physics, rules of stoichiometry, kind of ecological principles. You know, we've labeled and constrained things. And for me, this the research on the coupling of the social and the ecological is the juiciest scientific question that we've got today. And so the Anthropocene is really this clash of academic disciplines between the determinist, positivist, physical sciences and everything else. At the same time, I've just used to work in a geology department in the UK, so I know a lot of stratigraphers and volcanologists and paleontologists. And for them, the dinosaurs were around for 30 million years. And we still squibble about whether that counts as an epoch. So that's what we as humans are competing against, a geological record shaped by 30 million years of megafauna eating megaflora. And we've done it. There's just been the announcement a few days ago that actually the Anthropocene is a signal big enough in the geological record that it will be detectable for posterity. When we are extinct, this glorious 50 years will be a signal in the geological record. And that actually scares the bejeebies out of me. So that is the Anthropocene.
When you say we messed it up, humanity messed it up, do you mean messed up the system?
No, we've messed up civilization. Actually, the system is really nice. I mean, you know, a future species will be able to go, wow, look at that. You know, that's one of the first endogenously driven, or one of the very few. The cyanobacteria managed it as well. So we've got, you know, maybe three or four examples in planetary history of where an endogenous shift to the system has caused a kind of a shift, a system reset. Right now, I think we can confidently say that we're changing the baseline of normal, but we haven't broken the system. But that is moot. I mean, that's exactly the argument that's happening in science. Have we irreversibly locked ourselves into pathways? And right now, we simply don't have enough. Our models can't tell us. They can tell us an awful lot about predictable feedbacks. And we've got, so I mean, what really annoys me is when people go, oh, we've got to put more feedbacks in models. We've got feedbacks in models. And they are really, really important bits of information. And we're ignoring that. Adding more feedbacks, in particular the human feedbacks, isn't going to change the fundamental fact that humans are ignoring the known science of known feedbacks already. So, yeah, put that in it. But, yeah.
Have the first species to understand, not the first species to
a species with foresight. Yeah. I know, it's exciting, isn't it?
They did it, but they didn't understand what they were doing.
There's a lovely, all right, if you go back in the history of systems literature, that sort of shift from cybernetics systems to what we've got now. There's a lot of stuff on soft systems methodology and all this touchy-feely stuff with people. One of the things that I find most interesting is what happens when you've got different systems and you put them together. So we've got mechanistic systems, and that's been a really, our understanding of mechanism has been one of the biggest breakthroughs of the last 300 years. I mean, we see the world differently because we understand mechanism. But what happens if you've got a sentient being with foresight in charge of a mechanistic system that we can't control? That, for me, is the ethical dilemma for global change science, and I'm not sure we've articulated it yet. But go on, there's a Talberg question for a workshop next year. Are we zombies? Or can we control this planet? Martin Heyer was the sociologist in charge of the Environmental Assessment Agency in the Netherlands, PBL. He's now left that role and gone back to being an academic. But he said, one of the things he said about the planetary boundaries idea was, you know, kind of it presupposes that there's somebody in the cockpit of planet Earth to steer it. And his line was, there's nobody in the cockpit. Now, I mean, what I really love about this SDG conversation here right now is there's no one thing in the cockpit. Now, the really scary thing is anyone can push a button, grab a lever. But if we know that collectively we can steer something, that's we will choose very different ways of designing a cockpit. So, if we still can. God, it's depressing, isn't it? Cool. I'm looking forward to reading this blog.
That's great. Thank you very much.